Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in, everyone. Episode number 101, the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Welcome back. Thanks again to all of you who listened to episode 100 and who have reached out. Really appreciate that. I hope everyone's had a great week. Quick update on Natalie. She's doing pretty well. She's been a little more nauseated this week, but all in all, is doing great. And we go back in 2 weeks for round six. For those of you who have been following, you know she was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma back in January. It had always been healthy, and boy, here it came. And so anyway, we've been through 5 rounds of chemo, and it is gone, which is awesome news, and we're so thankful for that. Her PET scan showed no cancer, but they want to clean up, and so just to make sure. So we've got 1 round left, and again, thanks for everybody listening and who's followed along that journey too. Wow, it is May 10th. Isn't that hard to believe? 2022 is just moving on by. And I thought for episode 101, I would shift gears just a little bit because I have so many of you that I coach and that reach out to me that either want business coaching or you want to figure out, hey, you know, here's where I am at this season in life, and how can I make sure that I'm secure? How can I make sure that I'm financially secure? How can I make sure that I'm maximizing my resources and so on and so forth? And it doesn't matter if you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s. It's important to have a plan, right? And to have a vision and to think about what you want for your future. And I titled this episode Secrets of an Undercover Billionaire because there's a show that's out that's called Undercover Billionaire. And if you've watched it, great, then you'll know what I'm talking about. If you haven't watched it, which I'm guessing most of you haven't, then I'm going to give you a little background of it. But it was fascinating. And how much of it's 100% true, I don't know. It's, you know, it was on Netflix or on one of those channels, and my wife and I just kind of got into it, and we binge watched it, and we really liked it. But there was season one, and so it basically chronicled this guy that was a billionaire, and he's dropped off in a town that he's never been in, and he basically has $100 and a cell phone with no contacts, and he has, I think it's 90 days. I don't remember. I think it's 90 days. To build a business that would be worth $1 million, right? And he's a billionaire, right? So he knows how to navigate. He knows, but he's in a place he's never been, and he's trying to do this with $100. And they show and they chronicle how he goes and he makes connections and does all the things that you would think someone would try to do when they're dropped off in a place. But they do give him a vehicle. They give him an old vehicle. So I think one night he even slept in the vehicle. But anyway, he goes through and he sees by the end of these 90 days, can he come up with $1 million business? And so that was the first season. Well, season two was a little more interesting. They had four different people, same concept, four different cities, and they branch them out and they go see if they can build their $1 million business with $100 and an old car and a cell phone with no contacts. And what was fascinating to me is, you know, they all have their different ways of going about it, you know. And one guy that you would know his name probably if I said it, but he's kind of a little more arrogant than the others. And then he had two ladies, and then you had another guy that was a little more meek and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, the one lady in particular was just fascinating. She goes and she befriends this guy that runs, for better or for worse, it was kind of an old rundown restaurant, but it was downtown in an area that was starting to be kind of up and coming. And the restaurant wasn't doing well, and he had another kind of upstairs that was an old hotel that nothing had been done to, and then had a little outside area. And long story short, throughout these episodes, she not only got this guy to buy into her vision of what this place could be, she got him to invest some money. They brought in some others to invest money. And then they had this group that goes through this whole transformational process of this building that ends up being a restaurant and a bakery. And then it had rooms upstairs that were kind of like a hotel, that were very nice rooms that people could rent out kind of downtown. And then they had a coffee shop around the outside. And she ended up with, you know, not only $1 million business, but they end up giving it back to this owner and these people that have invested this time in it. And they have what should be a very, very, very profitable business. And you say, well, that's great. What does that have to do with me? Well, one of the things she kept referring to in this episode was she wanted to build these different tranches, right? And she kept saying tranches, and I, you know, and my wife and I are kind of looking at each other, and basically, right, a tranche is a revenue stream that comes from different areas. So I like to think of it like an org chart, and you're at the top of the org chart. So fill in your name, right? For me, Darren Wilson, there it is, right at the top of the org chart. And then I want to start bringing some legs down from this org chart that are my tranches. And why do you want to have tranches, right? Because for some of you, you're like, well, I've got a job, I make my money, I come home, I go back to my job, they pay me a check, and that's what I do. Well, what happens if that job goes away? What happens if you don't have that job tomorrow? Heck, what happens if you don't like that job, right? Some of you are just stuck, quote unquote, in that job because you feel like you don't have any other option. You don't have any other opportunity. Maybe you don't, as far as, you know, when you start looking out there at job prospects. But what if you could, and it's kind of like diversifying, right, your investments. What if you could diversify your income to where you had these different tranches that are building and giving you residual, or even where you have to go out and make it each week, but is giving you money that is on top of what you do, quote unquote, for a living? I like to call it mailbox money. Do you have anything that gives you mailbox money? And if you want to build wealth and you want to build security in the future, that's what people with money, and that's what people who think about money in a way that they can create and they can make money, that's what they do. They don't think about it from a scarcity mindset. They don't think about it from, oh, what if? They don't think about it from a woe is me kind of mentality. I'll never be able to do that. No, they think about, okay, what are the possibilities? What could I do? I've got a fairly new client who's a very, very successful banker. And one of the things he talks about is he's got multiple streams of income, but one of the things he has are Airbnbs. Now, he's done a lot of the work himself. He goes out, he renovates them, beautiful places, and then he's got Airbnbs. And guess what? That is an additional stream of income. I've got another client, highly successful financial guy, does a lot of financial work for individual people, but he also teaches college classes. He also has another business on the side. He's looking at another business to start. Why? Multiple streams of income. Now, if you can find something that will give you that residual income where you don't have to stay at it and work it every single day, to me, more power to you. You know, that's where, and some of you have a bad taste about multi-level marketing, but that's where true good multi-level marketing comes in. Because you have a product that you believe in, you go get people that help you sell, distribute that product, and then you make that mailbox money each and every week. Why wouldn't you do it? And let me give you a newsflash for those of you out there who are like, oh, I can't believe he's talking about this and I would never do this. Guys, the way of the world is moving in that direction pretty rapidly. Have you heard of these micro-influencers? You know, have you heard of all this stuff that's going on online where people are making so much residual money because of the product they're promoting? Guess what that is? That's like multi-level marketing. Okay, so I don't care what you do, but what I would do is encourage you, if you want to make the most money you can make over your lifetime and over the course of your life, find some way to add a tranche. Find some way to add a tranche to your income stream. Find some way to add an additional source of income that you can count on each and every month. What do you use it for? Hey, I don't care what you use it for. Use it for fun money. Use it for golf. Use it to put in a savings account. Use it to put in an IRA. Make it to where you're going to, hey, grow this thing to a certain amount and then you're going to invest it. Make it to where you're going to pay off college. Make it to where you're going to pay bills. Make it to where you're going to get out of debt. I don't care. It doesn't matter. But if you are not taking some of your time to invest in this, then you're wasting it. I got another client. I worked with him for a long time. We're not currently working together. But he's done the same thing. He has went out and intentionally, I don't know how many properties, he probably looked at 30 properties, and he bought a duplex, and he's living in and renovating part of the duplex, and then he's going to rent the other part of the duplex. Fascinating. He wants to build a rental empire. That's what he wants to do. He wants 100 doors. Maybe it's 1,000 doors. I don't know. It's a bunch of doors. That's what he wants. He wants to be able to say, hey, this is where my money's coming from. And he's a very successful engineer. And that's what he's going to do. Because why? He knows that if he adds those tranches to his income, he can be financially secure in the future. And so as you continue to grow, right, as yourself, as you continue to look and try to be the best version of you, and you want to live a better life and have a better life and be a better life, especially if right now you're a little stagnant, because I've had a couple clients who are miserable in their work, and even as we work through and we can change our mindset around the current job that they have, they still won't take that action to actually do something that is productive for them in the long term. And I don't know anything better than for you to get motivated again or re-motivated by finding something else that will get you up in the morning and say, you know what? Yeah, this is my job for now, but this is my passion. And make it something that's fun. Make it something that you believe in. My wife started doing this with a fairly new women's athleisure, right, company. And she's killing it and she loves it. And again, she's being able to do that. She made money last week from the hospital bed. Yeah, she made money last week from the hospital bed on her phone doing multi-level marketing, adding another tranche. There's no excuse not to do it. Now, if you don't want to and you don't care and you've got plenty of money or you don't want any more, then don't do it. You know, you can turn this off and move on. But if you do, I just want to encourage you this week That's a secret that I found out from this undercover billionaire. Build in some tranches for your life. Do it for yourself. If you want to, do it for your family. Do it for your kids. Do it for your kids' future. But do something. And if you're interested and you want to learn more, reach out to me, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, and I'll tell you what I'm doing. And if you want coaching, reach out to me. I'm ready to go. I am fired up. We got one more round of chemo, and we're through this. And we're ready to change people's lives. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to see you back here next week. Take care, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.